take our Bibles and turn to John 3. John 3. I was thinking as Brother Scott was speaking. Boy, oh, that God would give me a heart to truly get a hold of that. Realize. You know, if we but knew. We know it. We know in part. But we know it. I'm telling you, if he'd just take that word and just burn it within our heart. It's good to see all of you. It's good to have my mama here. She got here Monday. Her name's Mary, and you can call her Granny. John 3, verse 30. John said, he must increase, but I must decrease. You know, obviously, based on what John, the Apostle John said, he must increase. He must increase. I must decrease. He was saying something there that was emphatic. So obviously, based on what John said, a change evidently has got to take place. Something has got to take place. Something is going to happen. That is not the way it is now. He must increase, I must decrease. Evidently, there's got to be an exchange somewhere. For every action I've heard, there's a reaction. I suppose that's so. Every time something happens, something else got to happen. He must increase. I must decrease. This means that these two things are certain. If a man, if a woman has any hope of eternal salvation, these things must take place. Christ must increase. Now, I thought on that for a little while. He must increase. How can that be? How can that be? Here is the eternal, almighty God. Omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. He said, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. I change not. I don't change. I don't change. John said he must increase. How can that be? John said he must increase. John is saying something that is absolutely necessary for the salvation of God's elect. Christ must increase. The Scripture is setting forth this thought. As the stars are in the heavens, and the sun is beginning to rise over the horizon. Yesterday morning, I got up early. My mom and I walked outside, and it was just looking over the hill there, I could just barely see that the sun was coming up. Just barely see it. But I knew that the sun was coming up. I could see the stars. Saw them beautiful. See them very plainly. But you know, as that sun came up, and soon as that sun was up, sky was bright. I couldn't see the stars anymore. But you know they were still there. They were there. And by the sun coming up, it doesn't mean that the sun increased in its, you know, capacity. But what I saw of the sun increased. I saw it. And as the sun increased in my eyes, I saw less of the stars. Stars were there. The sun was there. But I saw it in a greater light. John said he must increase. Not that he increases in any of his honor, his majesty, his dignity, but Almighty God increases him to me. Shows me the things of him. Shows me of his honor. He must increase. I must decrease. I know this is so. First of all, the Scripture sets it forth right here. John said, he must increase, I must decrease. But I know this. This is the will and the purpose of Almighty God. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1. Verse 16. Colossians 1, 16. Listen to this. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things. And by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. I know that it is the will of Almighty God to reveal His Son in His people. That's God's purpose. Paul said, when it pleased God, Jeff, when it pleased God to reveal His Son in me, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Let me ask you this. Was the Lord Jesus Christ always there? Sure He was. When did Saul of Tarsus see Him? When He pleased God to reveal Him. In that time, Christ was increased. He was shown to be who He is. He was revealed. He must increase. God's people, by nature, they're blind. They don't know Him. They don't see Him. They're dead in trespasses and sins. John said He must increase. The issue is, who is He? Who do men say that I am? God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. His name. What's His name? His name is Jesus. Jehovah, Savior. No other can receive that name. No other is due that title. He must increase. If you know Him tonight, the Spirit of God has increased Him to you. Not that He is increased. He doesn't change. But oh, in the eyes of His people, He's increased. John said He must increase. He must. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. He must increase. I must have Him shown to me. I don't know Him. That's what Saul of Tarsus said. Who are you? Who art thou, Lord? I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. Hard to kick against the pricks, Saul. He must have the preeminence. I looked that word up, preeminence. He must have the preeminence. That word means surpasses. He surpasses. He surpasses all. He is the God-man, pre imminent, that he might have the preeminence. That's what Brother Scott was just talking about. Here's the preeminent man. Preeminent. Surpasses. No man like this man. This man. A body prepared for him. Here he was, conceived in the womb of a virgin by the Holy Ghost. Spirit of God refers to him as that holy thing. Came forth, Son of God, Son of man, Christ Jesus, preeminent. He must increase. He must have preeminence, for he is the eternal God, Son of God, Redeemer of the sheep. No one else is referred to as like that. No one. It's one. One man. This man. Redeemer. No one else. One man. One man is referred to as the way. The way. One. No other. He must increase. He must be set forth. He must be set forth from this pulpit. He must be. If there's to be any honor given to his name, he must be set forth. But the setting forth from this pulpit, unless the Spirit of God takes this word and sets it forth to your heart, to my heart, it's just words. But these words, Paul says, came not to you in word only, but they came in power and in the Holy Ghost. He is our completeness. In Him we're complete. All fullness in Him dwells. But how do I know that unless the Spirit of God increases Him to me and shows me the Lord Jesus Christ, gives me a heart to see Him, gives me a hunger for Him, creates a thirst in my heart for Him. Of myself, I could do nothing. All the fullness of wisdom, righteousness, holiness, grace, peace, joy, glory. Oh, these wonderful descriptions of Him. They're just words unless the Spirit of God teaches them. He must increase. I looked the word up. What does it mean? It means grow. He must grow. That is, or be shown to be who He is. He must be shown. This is by divine revelation. The things of God are not carnally discerned. Make them as plain as you can. I've said this. I've read Scripture. We've done it here before. Read Scripture. And it's just as plain as it can possibly be. You go back and read in Ephesians. I mean, just here. Get blessed, Ephesians 1:3, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He has chosen us. He chose us. He set His affection on us because it pleased Him to do so. Chose us in Him, in Christ, as our covenant head. When? Before the foundation of the world. What? That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. Now, do you know, unless God reveals that to me, I don't know that. I read it, hear it, means nothing. Unless God Almighty causes Christ to grow to me. He must increase. Must He not increase to His people? must He not be revealed to His people? The salvation of His elect rests in Him who laid down His life for the sheep. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up on the cross, actually, and lifted up to His people. Revealed to His people, lifted up, high and lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. The Lord Jesus Christ is not seen by faith as altogether lovely to the unregenerate heart. He wasn't to me. I remember a time. Be flat out honest with you. And if you're honest, you'll say this too. There's a time in your life when you didn't know Him. And it did not matter. It didn't matter. No big deal. The dead heart can see nothing spiritually. He just can't. He just eyes to see and ears to hear. That's from God. He is increased to us by the Spirit of God. He must increase. He's lifted up by divine revelation to the new heart, and we look upon Him as being our all in all. Truly, He must increase in heart of His people, for He is their need. And they do know it. They need Him. They realize, I need Him. Is the value of food, If you're truly hungry, I'm not talking about if you just, you had a big breakfast and it's about 11:30 in the morning, and you ate about 9. Well, it looks like it's about dinner time, I guess. Well, lunch. It looks like it's about lunch time, and I guess we'll eat, but I'm not really that hungry. But let me tell you something. If you hadn't had anything in about 3 days, and I'm hungry, do you know what? Food is increased to you. Increased in value, desire. You need it. I need it. If a man or woman is hungry, made hungry after Christ, He's increased to them. He must increase by the Spirit of God. He is our wisdom. Christ is made unto us to be wisdom. You know something of yourself. And you know something of God. You know something of your need of Him, and you know He is your need. He has made unto us wisdom, righteousness. That's what Brother Scott's talking about. Righteousness. I need a righteousness that I cannot produce. I need a righteousness that will stand before Almighty God, no blame. Before God's law, no blame. Christ, by Him, by God, Christ is made unto us righteousness, sanctification. Almighty God set His people apart that they might be holy. In Him, in Christ, holy, 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 holy. I say it. It's a word found in Scripture. And my mind cannot grasp hold of the height of that word. Holy. Holy. Christ is made unto us redemption. Redemption. Paid the price I could not pay. He is made to be increased to me. Almighty God has shown Him to me, the Lord Jesus Christ, to every person, to His people, that is, not to every person, but to His people, He's going to be increased. Matthew 16. Let me give you a little bit of insight. I think this will help you. It helped me. Matthew 16:13. Matthew 16:13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Well, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." You know why he said that to him, Pat? You know why he said that to the Lord Jesus Christ? Because the Spirit of God had increased in Peter's eyes. He'd increased him. He saw him. He saw him for who he was. Peter realized by God's grace, by new heart, "Who do men say that I am?" Well, some say that you're John the Baptist. Some say this prophet. Some say that prophet. Who do you say I am? Let me ask you this. Who do you say he is? Who is he to you? He must increase. He must increase. I must decrease. That's the inescapable question. What think ye of Christ? What do you think about him? What do you think? Is he just a good man? One of the prophets. Is he the vicarious atonement for sin for you? Has he put away your guilt? Has Almighty God lifted him up before you and given you a heart? Say, "Lord, as you say you are, you are. Lord, have mercy on me." Has Almighty God in infinite mercy increased him to your heart by faith and made him to be all your salvation? Not your decision, not your will, not your attendance, not your... Is Christ all in all to you? Who is he to you? Is he increased him? Has God by his Spirit illuminated your understanding and the knowledge of who he is and given you a heart to cast yourself upon him? Has he made Christ to you to be the end of the law for righteousness? There's no more. There's no duty that I can perform. There's no more. He is the end of it. He's the end of it. He fulfilled it. It's done. It's finished. It's finished. He fulfilled every jot and tittle of God's law. Not one point was left undone. It's finished. It's for his people. In Christ, he's the end of it for obedience to salvation. Christ. Do you know what? God ever reveals that to your heart, to my heart. Oh, he's high and lifted up. And God gave me a heart to see that, that he's increased. If God has translated me out of spiritual darkness into his marvelous light, if he has shined in my heart to give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God has created a hunger to behold him, Christ is increased to me. Is he your bread? Is he the water of life to you? Is he your master? Is he the truth to you? If Christ be increased in your soul, you despise the thought of salvation based on your own efforts or will or work. If he's the one that answers for you, he answers. He answers. He answers. I stand in him, not having mine own works, not having my own worth, not having my own ability to answer for me. He answers. He answers. I want to be in him. I'll let him speak for me. I'll let him answer for me. You're like being in a class, you know, just a frail. But you ever been in a class and a professor ask something and you just really didn't know how to answer the question. You're thinking, oh, I hope he doesn't call on me. I know a little bit about what you're talking about, but I tell you what, I'd rather have someone else answer that question. I want him to answer for me. And when he answers for me, God will charge that answer to me. That's the right answer. He is increased. He's the one. In that day he shall stand, and I shall stand in him, complete. If he be increased to me, then there is but one mediator between God and man, and men, and it's the man, Christ Jesus. He must increase. He must. Thanks be to God that he's increased him to me. And secondly, and in closing, I'm just going to say just a word about this. John said, I must decrease. I must. He must increase. I must decrease. First of all, let me say this. If God increases him to me, then I will automatically decrease. If God increases him, truly, for every action there's a reaction, with his increase, God will decrease me. He will. This, just like the increasing of the Lord Jesus Christ, is by the Spirit of God. It is. The decreasing of ourselves is a work of God that is within us. By nature, we're proud and arrogant people. And we desire to have our own honor. That's what we want. Now, just be honest about it. We all want to think real highly of ourselves. John said, I must decrease. To decrease in heart, I must have a new heart. I must be given a new desire. If I desire Him, if I desire to be found in Him, then I'm going to think less, much less of me. The more a man be occupied with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that by God's grace, the more he'll struggle with being occupied with himself. He'll struggle with that. Oh, wretched man that I am. I must decrease. John said, I must decrease. God must bring his people down. They must be brought down. We must be brought down. We're going to have to be brought down from our high horse. God must bring us down. But in myself, I find not how to do it. I must decrease. How do I decrease of myself? I can't. How are we made to decrease? Look at this last scripture right here. 2 Corinthians 6:10. 2 Corinthians 6:10. Now, you know, here's the amazing thing. Almighty God moved upon John to write those words. You know that. He must increase. I must decrease. In 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 10, this is what it says. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Now, you know, think about that. A believer in this world, we do have sorrow, pain. It's just the nature of the beast of this natural life. We find sorrow. I mean, it's just the struggles. I know that. But we rejoice in Christ. For we know. We know Him. God has increased Him in our sight to us by His grace. He is altogether lovely. God Almighty. But God has shown Him to us. As poor, poor in spirit, yet making many rich, rich in Christ. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things. Now here's something about decreasing in our own estimation of ourselves. Almighty God, by His grace, reveals to us what we are. He shows us what we are. And He brings us down. And we decrease, and we rejoice in it. That's what He said. We're brought down. We decrease. Man, by nature, does not want to decrease. Doesn't want to. But the Spirit of God increases Christ to him. Shows him. It's like that brazen serpent lifted up. Whoever looked, lived. As the brazen serpent was lifted up in the desert, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Man looks to Him by faith. God-given faith lives. But in that look, we realize God teaches us something of ourselves. And a believer rejoices. Here's an amazing thing. A believer rejoices to admit, I'm nothing. In myself, I'm nothing. Still, there's enough pride and arrogance in the statement, you know, in what we make, that if God judged us based on that statement alone, there's enough rebellion in that statement. We know something of it. We do. We realize it. But we don't resent it. We rejoice. We're here. The Spirit of God will say through the Scriptures, it'll say that crown of our head, sole of our foot, nothing, soars. You know, believers say, it's me. I'm the one. But how are we made to decrease? That last part of what we just read, verse 10 of 2 Corinthians, having nothing, nothing in ourselves, nothing of ourselves, yet possessing all things. We are made to be satisfied with having nothing in ourselves, yet we possess all things in Christ. We say, by God's grace, He'd given me a good trade. Told me, He said, you're nothing. He said, Lord, I'm nothing. But you have all things in Christ. We decrease in our estimation of self only when He has increased Him in our heart. We decrease in our love for this world, for we by God's grace and revelation have found the pearl of great price. I must decrease. Oh, yeah, but let's talk about Him who has increased and has increased in my stead and stands for me. I'm nothing. God just shown me what I am. He's shown me I've decreased in my eyes from myself. And I agree with Him. Oh, but look at Him who has increased. God who has increased Him to me. If He be increased to me, I, by God's grace, will trust Him. I'll trust Him. He's increased Him. I can trust Him. God's taught me I can trust Him. Can you trust Him for your soul? If He be increased to me, I love Him above all things. A believer will take God's side against himself. If He be increased to me, I yield to Him in His providence. This is my lot. If He be increased to me, I render by God's grace praise in all things. The Lord Jesus Christ increasing and me decreasing is actually a denying of self. The Lord Jesus said this, any man will come after me, let him deny himself, come after me. What that means is this, a believer will gladly, by God's grace, remove himself. In his estimation of his worth and ability, will remove himself from the equation in the accomplishment of God's work of salvation. I must decrease. You admit that. If Christ becomes altogether lovely to you, if He is altogether your desire, it's by God's grace. You know when you'll turn loose? When God shows you something better. Years ago, in my mom and dad's restaurant, there was a little boy, and he had gotten through eating supper, and he had a corn cob in his hand. He's getting ready to leave, and he's making a mess of it, just hanging on that corn cob. And his dad was trying to get that corn cob away from him, and he was just hanging on to it and just had it all messing up. And my dad took and got a little piece of candy and handed it to him. And he said, "If you'll give me that corn cob right there," he said, "he'll let you have this candy." And the boy just gave it to him. Took the candy. You know, when you'll decrease in what's worth something to you, it's worth nothing yourself. When God increases Christ to you, reveals Him to you. John said He must increase. He must. I must decrease. I can do neither. Almighty God must teach me who He is. Increase Him to me. The Lord Jesus Christ is increased to His people. They see Him.